Our first reading today comes from Acts of the Apostles, and we hear about Paul and Barnabas, and that this is Paul's first missionary journey. He goes on three major missionary journeys, and the first one goes through Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. And we hear in the reading today how there's a large number of converts in all these different cities that Paul's going to, and how people are just flooding into the church. And throughout Acts of the Apostles, there's this tremendous sense of optimism and just this incredible growth as people are just flooding into the church and responding to the gospel message by the thousands. And we hear in the first reading how they were proclaiming the good news. You know, the word gospel actually means good news. So as I was thinking about this, how well received, you know, this gospel message was, the good news, and how many people were converting in the early church. And I was comparing that to the United States today. And I was wondering, if this was received as such good news 2,000 years ago, how come when people hear the Christian teachings today, in many cases they resent them? Or in many cases they actually hate the church and the church's teachings? And why are so many people in the United States leaving the practice of Christianity? You know, atheism is growing. The number of people who are practicing the faith is dwindling. And there's a few different reasons I can think of. I'm sure there's others. But one reason I'd want to highlight today is that instead of presenting the gospel as it truly is, as the good news, our media today is constantly twisting the Christian message and presenting it as the enemy and an obstacle to people's happiness. Like we need to get rid of Christianity and get rid of Christian teachings in order for us to attain fulfillment. So they're presenting Christianity that way instead of presenting it as the good news. So how are they doing this? Well, in large part, our media is presenting freedom as the highest virtue. And not freedom like our founding fathers understood it. You know, our founding fathers understood that in order for a society to be a free society, people have to be virtuous and seeking God's laws. Our founding fathers knew that. But the way the media presents freedom is the ability to do whatever we want. If people want to have relations outside of marriage, go ahead and have relations with whoever you want. If people want to live together before marriage, go right ahead. If people want to commit adultery, go right ahead and do it. People want to use contraception, go ahead and contracept. And the list goes on and on. So the media presents this great value as freedom, being able to do whatever you want. And then Christian teaching, of course, says no, you can't do that. You know, relations are only between a man and a woman within marriage. You shouldn't live together before you're married. Adultery is wrong. Shouldn't use contraception. So the church teachings are an obstacle to our freedom as defined as being able to do whatever you want. And so increasingly the media is presenting the church as an obstacle and something that we have to get rid of, something we need to destroy in order for people to flourish and attain happiness. But here's the question that the media misses. Not just what can human beings do, but the question they don't ask is, what should human beings do? What is authentically good for the human person? And what's authentically good for society? Versus what's going to destroy a human person and what's going to destroy society? Because I think we'd all admit there's things that fall into those categories. Certainly heroin, well, you can use it if you want, but it's going to destroy individuals and it destroys society. So there are things that are objectively good for the individual and for society and things that are objectively bad for the individual and society. And the media never seems to ask that question. They never go there. And I think we see this playing out today in this national outcry over North Carolina's recent legislation, you know, called the bathroom bill. It basically said men have to use the men's room and women have to use the women's room. And people are, you know, there's a national outcry. Like, how could they do that? You know, how could they deprive transgendered people of their protections and their rights to use whatever bathroom they want? You know, the media's view, people should be able to do whatever they want. And so you have businesses that are pulling jobs and refusing to move to North Carolina. And one of the companies that's leading the charge against North Carolina that people are rallying behind is one of the largest pornographic websites on the internet. And people are lining up behind them as if they're some great example of virtue and morality. And so they're going after North Carolina, and you know, for passing this bill, which is common sense. And so, you know, again, the media is presenting it as people should be able to do whatever they want. If they want to use the bathroom of their choice, let them do it. But who's asking the question, what is good for the individual? And what is good for society? You know, these individuals obviously have some very deep-seated psychological issues, and they need help. They need spiritual and psychological guidance and support. What good does it do to reinforce a disorder by encouraging them to use whatever bathroom they want? It's just making the disorder worse. How is that going to lead those individuals to happiness and fulfillment? It's simply going to lead them further on the path of destruction. And for society as a whole, it undermines the virtues that lead to a flourishing society. And so the Christian teaching is asking that question, what is good for the individual and for society? And for that, we need to look to our Creator. God's the one who brought us into existence. He knows what's good for human beings and what's not good for us, even better than we often know ourselves. And so we need to look to God as the ultimate answer. He's written kind of the instruction manual on what's good for human beings. And what does he say? In the beginning, he created them man and woman. Man and woman, he created them. Right from the beginning of the book of Genesis. And so the Christian teachings bring light and clarity. And that's why they're the good news. You know, Christian teachings are not something that oppresses us. Christian teachings are what guides us to what's going to lead us to authentic happiness. And so that's why in the early Roman Empire, people flocked to the Christian church. There was so much immorality in the early Roman Empire. You know, there's all sorts of sexual perversions and orgies and all sorts of dysfunction and things that are just horrifying for us to think about today. And when people heard the Christian message, they saw that what they were doing was leading to destruction. And when they saw the authentic teachings, they rejoiced. They said, yes, this is the path of honor. This is the path to happiness. And this is how we want to live our lives. And so people flocked to the Christian church because of their high moral standards, and because they could see that those teachings were the ones that led to happiness and to fulfillment. They could see the darkness and evil and the effects of immorality because they were living them. And so they rejected that darkness and turned to the light. And so that's why the Christian teaching was accepted as such good news. And so I think it's important for us to reclaim how the Christian message is being presented in our society today. The Christian message is not something that interferes with our freedom. The Christian teachings are not the enemy. The Christian teachings are the guidance that we need in order to live lives of peace and joy and happiness. They are the guidance that our society needs if we're going to be a free society and have freedom in order to have a flourishing society. A society of freedom must be built upon moral goodness and virtue. And so we need to reclaim that message. That Christian teachings are not the enemy. They are the source of life and goodness. In our gospel today, Christ says, love one another as I have loved you. Authentic love isn't do whatever you want. Authentic love is when we step forward and encourage people to live the teachings that will bring them to authentic happiness. That's real and authentic love. So is the gospel good news? The gospel is the best news ever. And praise God that we're members of the church and have access to those teachings. And praise God that we have those moral teachings to guide us and to show the light to society as to what truly leads to happiness and fulfillment versus what is ultimately going to lead to our destruction.